This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Once again, I ran around all weekend wearing one of them. Worked like they always do, like they always are going to do. Although, I'm looking to maybe get them to change something up, and we'll find out. And if anybody could do it, it would be them. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Right now, right now, there's 110 members of the House that are begging to allow the CDC to quote-unquote study gun violence. Now, here's the thing about that. In 2013, as part of Barack Obama's 23, I think it was, executive actions against quote-unquote gun violence, one of them was a study by the CDC to combat gun violence, exactly what they want to have happen. And the very rarely quoted study which came out of that, which was never added to the narrative because it went against the narrative. You know, most of the people out there that look at Gary Clegg or John Lott or Gaius or any of these guys get out there and say up to 2.5 million defensive gun uses a year. They're like, wow, that's just, how do they possibly know that? How could they possibly know that? How, blah, blah, blah. Well, the CDC said it was up to 3 million in 2013. They said that the armed American is a very good buffer in society. They said that we're very good at what we do. And that's why that part of the study, that study was never thrown out there and said, well, look what the CDC has to say. Now, by the way, this is all coming out of the Huffington Post. This is, understand where this is coming from. They say that the nation's leading public health agency has not touched gun violence research in nearly 19 years, despite the view shared by many health officials that the topic represents a serious epidemic like an infectious disease. I don't know who could possibly say that when it's down by half in the last 20 years. How do you say that when it's down by half? Further pressure to resume research came in 2013, weeks after the mass shooting, and he did order them to get back to studying the causes of gun violence. And here they say the CDC still did not budge. This is one of these things. The CDC is not out there. You know, they're not this bastion of constitutionality. Now, Huffington Post says the problem is that since 1996, Congress has threatened to strip the CDC of funding if it studied gun violence. The threat was explicit. The CDC had funded these studies for years until the NRA accused the agency of promoting gun control, which they were doing. They were promoting gun control. If you're getting out there, hey, we got this kind of stuff right now. Go to Johns Hopkins, funded by Bloomberg, the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School. They run these studies all the time. They don't even do a study. They get out, they write some stuff, they put up some fake pie graphs and some bar charts and some other things and get out there and say, see, empirical. If you're going to get out there and lie, if you're going to get out there and misrepresent, if you're going to conflate data, you should not be trusted to get out there and be writing anything like policy or studies or anything like that. Now, the Huffington Post believes that the CDC did not budge. What they're saying, they're not even talking about the study they put out. That here's the CDC, here's the Huffington Post being what they claim the CDC is, because CDC did research it, and they did put out a study, and what they came out didn't go along with the Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Huffington Post narrative. So the CDC has lived by a self-imposed ban on gun violence research, drying up the leading source of funding for the topic. We have plenty of studies that are done all the time. John Lott updates the study every year. If John Lott were to wake up one morning and find out that you and I are the problem, he would write it. Because he doesn't care. He's not a Second Amendment guy. He's a crime guy. He's an anti-crime guy. He doesn't care who's doing it. That's what he's going to write about. This past Wednesday, a group of 110 U.S. representatives made the latest push to get the CDC back in the game. The effort, spearheaded by U.S. Representative David Price, Democrat, what a shocker, from North Carolina, calls on House leaders to reject short-sighted and unnecessary riders that freeze gun violence research. If you want to know why there's none of this going on right now, the biggest reason none of this is going on, one, it happens all the time already. Two, we had them do this not too long ago, a little more than 2 years ago now. We know, and it hasn't changed much. In fact, it's probably gotten better. We also know that even without that study, we know that everything is down by half over the last 20, 25 years. We know it's been going down. Why do we need to spend money on this? We don't have the money we spend now. A letter written by Price points out that while solutions to gun violence might be debated, we should all be able to agree that our response should be informed by sound scientific evidence. We have it in reams, you idiot. You anti-gun grabbing idiot. We have it already. Here's some verbiage from Huffington Post. Now, after a recent rash of mass shootings and with Congress debating a potential budget agreement, Price hopes the timing is right to rethink this position. If the NRA and gun champions are so confident of their position, why should they refuse research? This is particularly intrusive and interference. This is the same thing as saying if you haven't done anything wrong, why? What have you got to hide? Why can't we look? Here's my thing. It's already happening. It's already happening. The states are taking care of this. In the states where the states are allowing people to carry guns, this is going down. With the exception of my state for some stupid reason. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's already going down. We don't studying something that's already. If you get out there and you say this is the result we want to have, and we need to study how to get it, and then we start getting it for free, why should we spend money? Why am I the only one that thinks this? This is all beside the point. another one of these guys. I don't like stupid people getting in front of the camera. I really don't. They're either stupid, okay? They're either stupid or they're misleading. So one or the other, they're incompetent. They shouldn't be in office. This guy's he's a legislator. And apparently he's not a very good legislator because nobody's ever heard of him. But he's decided to make some bones. Yeah, we're going to make our bones. We're going to do it with gun control. Hillary's doing it. Hillary's my favorite Democrat. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. They are the holster I carry every day. They are indestructible. They are the leaders in innovation, excuse me. And you should go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Hillary Clinton just sent out a letter, a campaign letter. She's going to run against the NRA in the 2016 elections via her allies at the left-wing political blog, the Daily Kos, just got out there. I wonder how many of them care that she's blatantly lying about everything she's saying. Here's the letter, verbatim. Go ahead and get the air sick bags ready. Hey, subject line. Hey, let's take on the NRA, friend. You know, that just reminds me of John McCain right there. My friends. Friend, Columbine, Sandy Hook, Charleston. Every time our nation endures another mass shooting, we come together to pray for the families affected. But we owe them much more than prayer. Tragedies like these aren't acts of God, they're acts of men, and it's our responsibility to prevent them. Bold type ensuing now at this point. Hey, I need you with me on this. Sign your name if you agree that it's time to stand up to the NRA and the gun manufacturers it represents. End of bold lettering. Taking on the gun lobby will be tough, but I'm ready for this fight. We need to close legal loopholes like the one that led to the shooting in Charleston. We need to fight for comprehensive background checks to keep guns out of the wrong hands. And we need to hold manufacturers and gun dealers accountable when they break the rules. When do the we'll get to this in just a minute. About 33,000 Americans die every year because of gun violence. Our loved ones are dying, and we can think something about it. A movement of people calling for progress and a president willing to wage this fight can make a difference. Are you with me? Add your name right here, right now, to say you're ready to take on the NRA and fight for comprehensive gun violence prevention. Add your name if you agree we have to take on gun violence in America. Thank you, Hillary Cankles Clinton. Charleston didn't happen because of loopholes. Charleston happened because of data entry errors in South Carolina and a failure of the ATF to do what is actually their damn job. The ATF actually has a mechanism out there for the prohibited persons to where if they pop up, somebody says, this is a prohibited person, but we actually let the gun get out there with them. They're supposed to go get the gun, take it back, get his money back, give him back the money. 69 days later, they had not done that, and then Dylan Roof went down to the church in Charleston and did what he did. Comprehensive or universal background checks are a scam to enable a gun registry. They would come to you and say, well, America, we started it, and now we need to finish it. In order for this to work, we need to have a gun registry so that we know when all of these nefarious 40% of all guns getting sold without a background check things happen. Gun dealers are already accountable when they break the rules. Ask them. You probably know one. Go ask them. Say, hey, what happens if you throw away all of your 4473s? What happens if you have a bunch of guns in the back that you haven't booked in? You know, that kind of. Ask them. I would love to know what happened. When do the manufacturers break the rules? There are some manufacturers. Like I'm a little sad. Let me rephrase that. I am an AR guy. I ran an M16 for 7 years. I would have loved to have run an M4. We didn't have M4s back then. They were just coming into the chain then. And we didn't have them. And, you know, I like the AR M16 M4 platform. But how come there has been nothing new developed? There's a problem with gun manufacturers right there. Now, we do have bullpups. We have all kinds of bullpups. But the bullpup design isn't new. So we have bullpups. And the answer to this is there's only so many ways you can make a gun. Until we get phasers, this is the only way to do it. And then with the phasers, of course, then we can get different colors. Yeah. 2/3 of firearm fatalities are suicides, not gun violence. It is not violent. It is not an act of violence to kill yourself. It is very sad. It's not violence. There were just 8,124 criminal homicides with firearms in the United States in 2014. Part of a slow and steady long-term decline that began in the 1990s. Gun ownership has doubled since then. More guns. Less crime. spanning widely across social and racial and chronological and even economic lines. Gun violence is a myth. It is a declining myth. If Hillary was really worried about inadvertent death that could be prevented, she'd be looking at heart disease and medical misadventure. I hate to point that out to her. That would, how many people would you save with that? That 8,124 knocked 50% off of that, and if we could get rid of gang violence, well, you know, hey, that knocks 50% off of that number, because half of it we know was gang violence. That's where they get out and say, that's where the children are killing themselves. The gangbangers are the children. They exist at Romper Room. She is taking a tremendous risk here. Just like Barack Obama has taken a tremendous risk. The thing is going to backfire on them, this whole slant they're going along. And Hillary Clinton, Hillary Cankles Clinton, thinks she can fool Democrats for a full year before the elections and not find out about her intentional deceptions and be outraged at her attempts to manipulate their emotions. And for the low-info Democrat out there, I feel real bad for you as you fall for it hook, line, and sinker. Oh, well. This is the only way a gun grabber can operate. Understand that. They can never go back once they set the course. Hillary Clinton can never come to you and say, I found out the 40% number about people not going through a background check is false, or it was based on a flawed study. It's the truth. That's the truth, but she can't do that. She can't get out there and say that 33,000, not say that, well, you know, out of that 33,000, only 8,124 of them were criminal homicides. She can't get out there and say the rest of them are suicide. Isn't that sad? If you want to stop a lot of gun violence, stop the, and you know what? Suicide with guns has gone down, but suicide has gone up. So, I mean, you know, where do we go, Hillary? Where do we go? She doesn't know. She just wants to be in power. She wants to be the next liberal icon, like Barack Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner who's killed more people than anybody ever before. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. There's a reason why I use G-code. That's, well, you know, part of G-code, part of my kit is the Traveler's Bag, their contact series. This is a nice piece of kit, and it's small. And if I deploy it, it has a very low profile. And I can tell you all of this stuff. I put a video up about it, but I mean, I can tell you all this stuff, but it really needs to be seen to be believed. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Here in South Carolina, we are indeed the lucky ones because we had them. We had this first in the South MSNBC special at Winthrop University, where we got to see Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley get out there. It was hosted by the state party and billed as the first in the South presidential candidates forum. As they were making their way here, they were trying to maneuver and outflank each other, which is pretty funny in and of itself. The issues of gun control and criminal justice reform have revealed differences between the candidates on the Democratic side of the race, making it more competitive, and the candidates have sought to find an advantage. Clinton started her week in Chicago on Monday, and there she decided to take on a new lobbying group. There she met with family members of gun violence, including Sabrina Fulton and Leslie McSpadden. These are respectively the mothers of Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown. So the new lobby is the Victims of Gun Violence Lobby. She referred to Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown as victims of gun violence. Now, if you have just emerged from a coma and you do not know what I am referencing here, let me bring it up for you. Let me dredge up some old details for you. Trayvon Martin was a multiple drug-abusing street fighter, alleged burglar, and illegal gun dealer who moonlighted as a high school student. He was killed after he came up from behind neighborhood watch volunteer George Zimmerman, who stupidly got out of his vehicle thinking he was Superman, but he got the drop on George. He attacked him and began beating him into the ground. Despite cries for Martin to stop from witnesses, witnesses were saying, "Trayvon, please stop beating the white Hispanic into the ground." Zimmerman pulled his concealed carry gun and perforated him, fired a single shot, ending Trayvon Martin's murder attempt. Trayvon Martin, gun violence victim. Then Michael Brown, strong arm robbery suspect who attacked Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson as Wilson sat in his patrol vehicle. He attempted to take Wilson's handgun, presumably to murder Wilson. In the struggle over the weapon, Wilson was able to fire a shot which injured Brown's hand, halting the initial attack. Brown started to flee, but stopped when Wilson emerged from his vehicle to begin pursuit of robbery and now assault on an officer suspect, Brown. Wilson yelled at Brown to stop. For a moment, Brown did. Blood evidence from his hand wound shows conclusively that Brown fled, stopped, slowly turned, and then charged Officer Wilson in an apparent second attempt to overpower him for his gun. Wilson opened fire on the charging Brown, only stopping him with a headshot with the final round in his gun from just feet away. It is stunning that Clinton would agree to meet with the mothers of violent criminals shot in self-defense and assert that the dead criminals shot while trying to harm others are victims of gun violence. You know, the Sarnia brothers had mommies, too. Had a mommy, Hillary. We could go get them. What about Muhammad Atta's mom? How about her? We could get her. John Wayne Gacy's mom is probably dead. As is, I don't know if Jeffrey Dahmer's mom would be dead or not. We can go get all these moms. Let's go get all the moms of all the monsters. Then again, all the gun laws that the Clinton champions are calculating to make the world safer for criminals by disarming law-abiding citizens. You know, this doesn't come as any surprise to me and you, does it? I don't think so. It's not coming as a surprise to me. Coming out of Atlanta, somewhere in Atlanta, Georgia, which is just over the border here. I love Atlanta. I love Atlanta. I don't go there very often because, stupidly, I can't carry a gun into Atlanta because of my politicians and my senator. Wait a minute. Let me do this the right way. Because my senator is Larry Martin. If it'll just... There we go. I knew it would come up. I can do it again. Now it's on demand. Can't go into Georgia carrying a gun because we don't have reciprocity with a state that covers... We have three borders, and this is on one of them. Can't carry a gun there because my state doesn't recognize them. They don't recognize us. E-I-E-I-O. In Atlanta, there's a room controlled by the city's police force, and in there, there's a cache of 6,000 or so guns that have been plucked off the streets over the last 3 years. This despite SB 350, a state law passed in 2012 that directs the police to resell confiscated firearms. Atlanta Police Chief George Turner told CBS 46 last week, "We have an obligation to resell the guns to gun purchasers." After he acknowledged his legal obligation, he made no secret of his intention to ignore it by saying this: "The city of Atlanta has not done that. To put those firearms back on the street would be catastrophic. So right now they're trying to figure out how to slow walk their legal obligation. They haven't destroyed the weapons, but they've not held any auctions, which are required at least every 6 months online or in the flesh." Deputy Chief Erica Shields confirmed her police department's course of action. "We would have to sell the guns that have been used in homicides." Those were her words. But I can't mimic her revulsion because I'm just not that good. She was revolted. If you read the rest of the article, the Atlanta Journal constipation writer Jim Galloway shares Deputy Shields' disquiet and isn't afraid to misrepresent the issue to do so. Because he writes, but a larger issue is at stake in the direction the city of Atlanta has chosen. Are people safer when there are more guns on the street or fewer? According to a national Quinnipiac University poll released this week, 49% of voters say that more guns mean less safety. 41% disagree. I don't know why we would look at any poll based upon something conceptual like that, where they're asking a question, when we know that, I don't know, half of the voters out there in the United States today don't know what they're talking about. They're the low info type. And put any credence in what they have to say, of course, unless it goes with the narrative. So, here's Bill's version of what's happening in Atlanta right now. In Atlanta, in contravention of the law, right now, police chief, what's this cat's name again? George Turner, is breaking the law. He is breaking the law, and he is committing malfeasance of office for the reason that he is committing breaking the law, because he's saying that law-abiding citizens of Atlanta can't be trusted to own a gun when he's surrounded by them. He knows who the criminals are. He knows what the percentage of criminals are there in Atlanta. He knows most of the people there are not lawbreakers, unless they're driving on Highway 85. Highway 85 going through Atlanta is like being in the Road Warrior as one of the guys that gets killed. A Mad Max sequel. But that's all beside the point. If you're not on Highway 85, then you're just a regular law-abiding citizen in Atlanta. Let's just break the law, police chief. All right. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whether it was the DC-3 line, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley that we saw certain things like the NCOG come out of, to the Scorpion line, which was a way to carry your ammunition magazines with Kydex that moves, to the incorporation of that same Kydex with tactical nylon that is the Contact series, G-Code leads in innovation in ways that nobody else is doing. They look like no other company out there. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. As an aside, coming soon, we'll be getting a third hour. When I was looking for a third hour, I was looking for a third hour segment sponsor. And I asked the question, where would I find a team member that I could trust? Where would I find an ally that completely is going to take care of all the business that I'm not seeing when I'm seeing it? Where am I going to find somebody with the nerve? Where am I going to look to find utter loyalty to me, my family, and everything that means anything to me? And then I discovered it. I discovered Black River Canine. The team is coming. They will be in charge of the third segment, which is coming. This is something that has no price tag. This is an animal that doesn't know fear. They only know loyalty. They only know protection. Coming soon. Now, I just like doing stuff like that. I just like doing stuff like that. In California, for those of you listening in California, you've got Lieutenant Governor Gavin Real Cream 2015, Newsom running for president. And Gavin has... I make that reference to his hair because he still thinks Gordon Gekko, that style, is the way to go. His plan is to take over from Jerry Moonbeam Brown in 2018. And his path was cleared when Kamala Harris decided to move to Washington and try to take over Barbara Boxer's U.S. Senate seat. So he's going to be sponsoring a statewide initiative to further strengthen the gun laws in California, which already has the toughest in the nation. I've got, well, first of all, if you have the toughest gun laws in the nation, and you have 9 million gun owners in the state that aren't doing anything bad, and all of the gun stuff that you're out there promoting has already been defeated once or twice, in a state where I've got a question for you, Gavin, concerning your state. Don't you have a water problem that is actually real? Shouldn't you be trying to figure out the water problem, Gavin? He's laid out 5 points to incorporate in his initiative, point by point. Magazines with a capacity of 11 more rounds must be taken out of state. You haven't been able to buy a magazine in California with a capacity over 10 rounds since 2000. There are guns that are grandfathered in when the rule became law. Many of them were built with 12 to 15 round magazines and do not have substitute 10 round magazines. Although, you know, I don't know about that. There's no evidence that the grandfathered guns and the grandfathered magazines have been used in any crimes. Do you believe that the criminals are going to turn in their higher than 10-round magazines? Then there's the number two, people will have to report lost or stolen firearms to local law enforcement. Most law-abiding people do that already so they can collect on the insurance. Idiots. Now, the bad guys aren't, because they don't even care. They just want a gun. Number three, when a person is added to the database of people prohibited from purchasing or owning a firearm, the California Department of Justice will be required to inform the Federal Instant Criminal Background Check System. Isn't this what they're complaining about as far as Charleston is concerned, the misreporting? Are we saying that California hasn't been reporting their felons to the NICS, and isn't that part of the problem? And we've got to pass a law in California to get rid of the problem. I guess. I don't know. Number four, a new process will be developed for felons and others prohibited from owning firearms to give up their guns. They cannot own guns already, and they're not required to come forward because it's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. So if they have guns, you can't require them to give them up or to own up to having them, and they're already up to no good. This supposedly will allow expanded police authority to request a warrant, just stating they have a suspicion of having a gun, gut feeling. Number five, background checks will have to be done at point of sale for ammunition. And anybody selling ammunition will need an additional license to do so. Now, this is the most controversial point. This is what Newsom said about this. If you're going to purchase ammunition, you should purchase it from a licensed dealer, and you should be subject to the same background you're subject to with gun sales. Are there unlicensed dealers of ammunition out there that I don't know about? I don't know if Newsom knows what he's saying, that every time someone wants to purchase ammo for target practice, they will have to order it, process it, and pay a fee and travel to pick it up. Many people go through about 400, 500 rounds a week at the range. This is a direct attempt to stifle people from using their guns for practice and maintaining their skill set. Initiative supporters state this will be a minor inconvenience. Now, in San Francisco, It's beyond that, because they don't even have gun stores there now. That one just closed this past October. No more home delivery for everybody else is a commodity. That is a major inconvenience for millions of Californians. Now, they have a water shortage in California. They have captured no new water. They have built no new reservoirs. They have spent $18.7 billion since 2000 in five different water bonds. Now, somebody pointed out that Israel exists in the desert. They had a water shortage. They had to figure out a system to deliver water. And they now have excess water in Israel. They built desalinization plants. He then asked Newsom why we could not do the same. And Newsom said he was not aware of it and he would look into it. This young man was convinced it was a throw-off line to get rid of him. If you go to Newsom's website for governor, there's no mention of the water problem in California. If you scour the internet and look for Newsom water shortage, you won't find anything. He was on the MSNBC on an MSNBC show where he asserted that we needed mandatory water rationing but suggested no remedies to the Californian water retention problem. You could argue that there's still room to move, I guess, with the California gun law. I don't know where or why. California's population has doubled. They've lost water from the Colorado River to some neighboring states. They've spent a fortune on water bonds that have gotten them nowhere. And their leaders are going after things like high-speed rail and gun control. This is the Golden State. Welcome to the Golden State, y'all. Gavin Newsom. You could complete California could completely get rid of him if you just took all the Brill Cream off of the shelves. He would not know what to do. He would be in a state of confusion. He would probably, I don't know what he would do. But he would, it would throw him off of his game. We're going to do this again in 22 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load. Come on up and kiss me. Come on up and
kiss me. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.